T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337. 6666 is the phone number here. Of course, the 1 o'clock CMB will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And on this Halloween 2018, we're coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli, meats and cheeses only at my favorite store, ShopRite, where my wife bought all the candy for the trick-or-treaters, which I'm sure will come later. How are you, bro? I think you're going out later, right, with the with little Jet?
That's right. He's dressing as a car, and I'll be dressing
a car.
That's right.
Okay.
He loves cars. He's going to dress as a red car. Why the hell not?
There you go.
And I'll be dressing as the National League Cy Young Award winner, Jacob DeGrom.
Are you going to wear a big Jake jersey, I'm assuming?
I'm going to wear the Jake jersey. I am going to wear the hat hair, even though he doesn't have the hair anymore.
Right. Why not?
And I'm also going to hold a fake Cy Young Award trophy. That's going to be my outfit.
I like that.
And so we'll have
a good
time
tonight.
Yes.
It's very stellar.
I am so naive. I'm watching and listening to Brody Van Wanigan's introduction press conference.
Yep.
And I had this vision. And how brilliant would this have been? This is why, if I was GM, this is what I would have done. I said, all right, guys, I want to thank you guys and ladies for coming out here. Before we get started, before I answer any questions, I have an announcement to make, and that is Jacob DeGrom has signed a 5-year contract extension. Want to get that out of the way.
Right.
Let's go. Let's talk baseball.
I like that. That's a good start.
I was hoping that was going to happen.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be yesterday. That's a little too much on one day for them, isn't it?
What a way to introduce yourself to New York.
It would be.
Outside of that, I was looking forward to this press conference, and I left, and this has nothing to do with him specifically. I left very disappointed because the press conference was about 3.5 minutes. They let the media ask about 7 questions or whatever it was. It barely touched the surface of so many things that need to be addressed with this team. And then the new PR guy's like, all right, everybody, we're done here. We'll do some one-on-ones. And that was it. So as a fan, as a Met fan, I did find myself very disappointed that I didn't get more. You know, Aaron Boone has a press conference after the Yankee season. It's 1.5 hours. Our show ended at like 11:30 that
day. I know, right.
Brody Van Wanigan is introduced as the new general manager of this franchise, and Jeff says something for 2 minutes. Brody says something for a few minutes. They take 4 questions. All right, we're out of here. See y'all later. We're going to do one-on-ones now. So that's my first reaction. I was disappointed with how short it was.
Look, I could care less about the press conference. I care about him getting the job done as the GM of his team. That's it. You know, being the guy that can, you know, convince the Wilpons to, you know, go out and spend the money and not just on the bargain basement, you know, who we can get the cheapest type guy. Mm. Going out there, spending the money on the top free agents, you know, and like you said, getting Jake's deal done. You know, all these, Syndergaard too, him as well. I mean, I know he got control of him for a while, but, doing that kind of thing. And we'll see if he can. I mean, we'll see. I mean, to me, that's what it's all about with Brody Van Wagenen.
It is about he's a salesman. And
that's
yesterday he tried to sell to the Met fan why they're going to win now and in forever.
He did that was say that. Sustainable winning, I think, was the word.
Sustainable winning.
That would be nice.
It would be great. And I have no problem with him saying that. You should always shoot for the moon. You shouldn't guarantee anything, but you should definitely shoot for the moon. I hope that he is going to be able to use his salesmanship, if you will, to do 2 things. Number 1, convince free agents to come here.
Yep.
And to do that, you got to spend money.
Yep.
And number 2, and Ernie and I were talking about this before the show, there was a comment that Brody made in which at first I said, oh, my God, I hate this. But then I thought, maybe he's going to be so cunning and such a salesman that he's going to make this work.
Right.
Listen, this is when Brody talked about ownership and ownership's involvement with this team. Take a listen, and then I'll spin the positive view that could come out of this. Go ahead.
I certainly hope that there is a collaborative approach. Every good organization that I've worked for has had a culture of collaboration, and that's one that I value. I mentioned that to both Fred and Jeff when we were going through this process, that I want them to be involved. And the truth of the matter is, if they're not, that's bad ownership.
So when I first heard that, the initial reaction is, oh, God, how involved is ownership going to be? So basically, Jeff Wilpon is still the general manager. But here's my hope, and I don't know if this is true. This is my hope. I'm going to make it clear. My hope that Brody Van Wanigan is going to be such a good salesman. He's an agent. Where he's going to convince Jeff Wilpon that he's making a decision that he's not making.
I like that.
So Brody's going like, to go.
You know what? That is a brilliant. That is brilliant. That's brilliant. It's brilliant.
That's what really good salespeople do, right? It's like if you're working for somebody,
right.
You convince them they're making the decision that you've already made for them.
When you're really in control of it.
Yes.
Right. The bottom line is that you're in control, but you're actually convincing the other person that they are in control.
Yes.
I understand. I totally get it.
That's what I hope.
That's what Dove tries to do every day with us.
That's what he does.
Dove does that every day. Dove comes in, you know, he's like, you know what? I'm really in control, but I want to convince them they think they are when I really am.
That's right.
And that's what Dove does brilliantly.
Yes. Come on. Everybody listening knows people that you have to do that to in work. Where there's somebody who's more powerful than you, ahead of you, where you're... Monzo does it with Mike all the time.
Brilliant.
Monzo will say, let me convince Mike to think he's deciding on the guest. I've already decided on the guest.
Right.
Monzo tries to do that all the time.
Right.
I'm hopeful that that's what Brody's going to do because Jeff Wilpon's going to be involved. And that's why...
Of course.
When Sandy was gone, we said, not jokingly but accurately, I think, that Jeff Wilpon was really the general manager of the team, not the three gentlemen who were technically the GMs. I am hopeful that Brony Van Wanigan got here, got to this position because he's cunning, because he's a little bit of a BSer. He's an agent. Yeah. All agents in a way
BSers.
And
he's smart. He went to Stanford, so he's a smart guy.
Smart guy.
All of that.
He can sell you. Think about how good of a salesman he is. You ready? He sold the Mets on Yoenis Cespedes' contract twice.
Yep. Yeah.
He sold them on Todd Frazier.
Frazier's the bigger one.
Oh, I got a bigger one than that.
Go ahead.
Jason Vargas.
Jason Vargas? Yes. I didn't know that. Boy, that is. You talk about a con job.
Yeah. So
that's a con job, that one.
So, Joe, if he could con the Mets into thinking that Vargas and Frey, all these guys are great signings, maybe he can con ownership into thinking they're really being a part of the process when they're not.
What he needs to do is just sit. He's got to get, like, some kind of financial thing out. I'm sure he could do this.
Yes.
And he's got to sit down and show the Wilpons how much money they're going to make when they sign Manny Machado. How much money he's going to bring to the franchise? How many more people are going to come to the games? And how much more wins they're going to get, which is going to make them more money. And the fact that it's going to totally energize a fan base that right now has absolutely zero trust in ownership.
Zero.
None.
Zero. That's why the skepticism that's out there is fair. And most of the skepticism is not simply at Brody Van Wanigan. It's at Jeff Wilpon.
By the way, it's Van Wagenen.
Van Wack.
Yeah, because I know Eric Spitz isn't here anymore to be like an English teacher for us. But somebody will say something. Somebody will say it's Brody Van Wagenen.
Wagenen.
Yes.
Not Wanigan.
Right.
Wagenen.
There you go.
I'm just gonna call him Brody.
Like hitch your wagon.
Or Big B. Listen, here's the thing about Big B.
Just call him the GM.
The GM. He knows, and he said this to Mike, even though that whole interchange was fascinating. He understands they've got to be active. And that's what I took out of his discussion with Mike because I didn't take that much out of the press conference because it lasted 35 seconds. I get the impression that, yes, he wants to win now. Yes, he wants to win in the future. But he knows moves need to be made. Now, I think there's a lot of questions that are left unanswered. Can I throw a few of them at you?
Can you?
All right, number one.
We're here till 1.
We are.
Actually, about 12:58.
That's right. He brought up a word that's just driving me nuts. I mean, Sean Marks must have smiled. Mike Maccagnan must have been so excited.
Uh-oh.
Brought up culture.
Oh, my God.
He brought up, what was the other word? Not class, but good individuals. What was the word, Ernie, to describe the kind of guys he wants
character.
On this team?
Character. Oh, character, right, the other right. C character word. Guys, character. Right, okay. right. The other C word.
That is fine. All right, I think character guys are important. I do agree. Yeah, I think having a good culture is important. But you know what you need? You need talent. You need. So here's my question. Brody, if someday we have you on in the next 2 weeks, do you consider Manny Machado to be a character guy? Simple question. Is Manny Machado a character guy?
Right.
I don't know the answer because how do you define character?
Yeah, right.
Do you consider Joe Manny Machado to be a character guy?
I think he's got great character.
You're thinking more about his numbers, but all right.
I think he's a 26-year-old, tremendous ball player who's a free agent. And I think of him as the new age A-Rod. And our franchise dropped the ball on A-Rod 18 years ago. Now's the time to make amends for that.
Is he a character guy? Will Brody Van
Wagenen
consider Manny Machado a character guy?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I'll tell you why he's a character guy. Because he actually admitted that he doesn't hustle.
That is kind of characteristic, isn't
so
it?
So for a guy to come out and actually take, and that's another word I hate, but I'll use
ownership?
It. Yes. Right. I hate that word too. But for him to come out and do that and admit it, okay, you know what? That shows some character.
Sure.
As opposed to the guy that goes out there and does that and says, no, you know, I really didn't mean what I said. And, you know, it is, that kind of thing.
Can I ask a question?
Backtrack
and I know this is
on.
Veering off into Manny Machado. How come, and I heard this from John Jastrzemski, who I love, and we did a Yankee podcast yesterday with Ernie. But John brought
John
this
too.
Up, and I called him out
great.
For this.
He's one of the greats.
He's one of the greats. And I called him out for this hypocrisy that I think he showed, a lot of people show. How come Manny Machado doing things that are perceived as dirty is dirty and wrong, and I don't want him on my team. But when a guy in the 60s did it on a routine basis, that's old school, and I want the guy on my team.
No,
can you explain that
one
to me?
No, bro.
Was Pete Rose a dirty player?
I guess you could call him that.
I mean, you could ask Bud Harrelson that.
Right, ask Ray Fosse that.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And this is not a knock on
Pete
Rose.
Who was his buddy, Ray Fosse.
Yeah, exactly.
When Ray Fosse, you can't even mention Pete Rose around him
anymore. Can't mention it.
Right.
So in 2018, when you do that, in a time in which we all want guys to be old school, when they do something that's old school, we hate them, they're dirty, get them off the team. But I think that's a fair question for Brody. Is Manny a character guy? Because when he talks about character and culture, I say they need talent.
Right.
The Mets need talent.
Right.
Todd Frazier seems like a character guy. He's not very good.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I hate to be blunt about it.
I understand.
He's not that good at baseball.
I get it.
Sorry. He's not. He is what he is. And that's the other thing, this conflict of interest. And Jeff jumped in and quickly said, you know, we talked to Tony Clark. There are provisions in the contract. Well, how about this question, this provision? Will you trade Todd Frazier if the opportunity arises? He's your former client. You going to trade him? Will you let go of Jason Vargas if the opportunity arises?
Right.
He's your former client.
Right.
Would you trade Justin Dunn in the right deal? Not saying they should, but he's one of the Mets' better pitching prospects. He's a client. Are you going to do that? There's a personal level here. Think about it. If Lep Seltzer, who's your agent or my agent, took over, is the second thing they're going to do get rid of us?
Well,
probably not.
You know.
Well, then again, you never know.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
I'd say to Lep, look, let me go quietly in the night.
But you know what I mean, right? There's an emotional attachment to it. Forget about just the contract negotiations, the obvious of Jacob deGrom. In an ideal world, I'd love to move Todd Frazier. I don't think he's very good.
Yeah. Well, I'll live with Todd Frazier if, like, Manny's, like, next to him or, like, he's backing up Manny.
Sure, he's backing up Manny. I get that.
Be a nice right-hand bat off the bench.
Oh, sure. But that's a couple of things I'm curious about.
Right.
And the truth is, and this is just goes back to your original point, because ultimately this is the bottom line. Now the work begins. And based on his work, we will all fairly judge
of course. What
he is as a general manager. And what Jeff Wilpon is as an owner. Are they going to open up the vault for a change? Probably not. Can Brody convince them to open up the vault for a change? Probably not. We're going to judge you based on what happens, not what we think may happen or the answers you give.
Of course. That's why I said the press conference is all well and good. He can say whatever he wants. Now it's results. You know, it's all about results, bro.
And I did take out of him, and maybe he set the bar too high, which is a mistake on his part, as Many politicians will teach you, you set the bar low so you can overcome it and say, look what I overcame. It's been done many, many times. He sold me as a fan and as a customer that they're going to have an aggressive offseason. I am now under the impression.
I believe that too.
That's what he's
I think you're right.
Well,
I do think you're right.
They got to go do it now.
Well, of course. But I do think that that's what's going to happen.
And how about this comment from Jeff Wilpon? He made a comment about Fred Wilpon that I thought was a shot at like everybody that's worked for the Mets for the last 15 years. Take a listen to this.
We're really energized by this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for years to come. I know I haven't seen my dad this excited about a hire that we've made in a long time.
Wow. Really? Boy, Sandy must have loved that. How about his friend Terry Collins? He wasn't happy about that one either. Steve Phillips, Jim Duquette, Omar Minaya. They must have loved hearing that.
Rick Owen, Ricciardi.
Yeah, right.
As they're all sitting there right at the press conference. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I think a lot of what we heard yesterday, and I want to be nice about this. I'm going to be nice today. I think a lot of what we heard was BS yesterday. I don't really believe that this general manager can just simply get rid of JP, Rico, and Omar. I don't believe he's getting rid of Mickey. I think he's basically said that.
Well, it sounds like Mickey's here. Yeah.
And he made a claim, Brody did, to Mike, that if he wanted to, he could have gotten rid of Mickey. I don't believe he was ever given that option. If he gets rid of one of those three guys, then we'll be proven wrong, or I'll be proven wrong. But for now, I don't believe he really has the chance to get rid of those three guys.
I agree with you.
Unless he somehow convinces Jeff to be the decider in that, using the mind game manipulations that we're banking on Brody using.
I don't care if these guys stay, as long as they go out and, you know, do the right thing. And like you said, have an aggressive offseason. Aggressive. In a positive way. I'll say that.
You know, I think
aggressive in a positive way.
Sure, I think if they're aggressive, most of us would be positive because aggressive is good. This team needs aggressive.
Yep.
They've had two disaster seasons in a row. You can't just sit here and blame injuries. They haven't been good enough. And what I want to see as a fan is I want optimism going into opening day, and I want this team better, and I want this team younger. I want this team more athletic. I want them to defend more. And that's another thing I didn't learn about him. What's his philosophy? Say this about Sandy Alderson. While I disagreed with a lot of it, Sandy's philosophy was pretty obvious. He didn't give a damn about defense. He didn't care if you struck out. He wanted to hit a lot of home runs.
And walk.
That's what he believed in. Mm-hmm. Now, whether I agree with it or didn't agree with it, I understood what Sandy was looking for, a Sandy kind of player. What's a Brody kind of player? His former clients? Like, what's a Brody player? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And that's, I guess, going to be determined maybe on more interviews, but more than that, on actions that he takes over the next few months.
We'll see. But I like it. I do like it. I like the fact that he is a very un-Met-like candidate. I like the fact that he's a young guy. I like all of that about Brody Van Wagenen. Let's hope a couple of years from now, I'm still liking him.
That's over 3 months from now, we're still liking him.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.